So I was telling him before, we're just going to roll right into it. There's no like crazy intro. So I'm just going to start this by saying, Jordan, I absolutely love the T-squares. I was a doubter. I was. I'm like, I'm not into T. I'm kind of a circle. I'm not really a square. I was like, I don't know how this is going to work out. He sent the bag. Those are the first things that were gone. So whatever you got in that, amazing. They're like the blueberry one. And then there's the chai green, whatever the one
is. Citrus green tea matcha.
Boom. That one is just, I literally, oh my God, I love it. So,
well, I hear all the time that people say, you know, I wasn't sure if I was going to like these, but I tried them and I absolutely love them. And then they finish the whole bag. Once they open one, they can't stop.
It tastes like Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Which
is funny. So as a kid, the number one snack that I used to eat was cereal, by far. And so when I was an adult, like looking for healthier energy snacks, I got to this right texture. I was like, boom, this is it. And then everyone started telling me that it tasted like Fruit Loops or some cereal. Yeah. And I was like, no wonder. Like an adult cereal that's healthy for you. It's like absolutely delicious.
So we jump right into the show. You're hearing the voice of Jordan Buckner. He is T-Squares. Christy Ross, Tasty Trade, joining us. And of course, the soothing sounds of Pete Wilkins from Hyde Park Angels.
Wow, soothing. I like that.
Hey, we got to mix it up. We're catching up with everybody.
You know, I will say, and if my kids happen to listen to this, I get made fun of so much in my house, among my family, about my long pauses and my drawn out explanations, but I don't think that I exhibit it on your show, so hopefully they'll listen to your show more often. Maybe I do. You can tell me if I do.
You don't, because I have a mute button. You just keep going. I just hit that mute.
Awesome,
and roll.
I love
no,
it.
I'm just kidding. But we're regathering here to do a check-in, and we've been at this for a couple of weeks. I imagine that, as was the case before, and as is the case with some of the call-ins you've had on the live radio show and the conversation we had, people are finding different things in the challenge than they thought they were going to find. I've talked about mine before, about the fact that I'm identifying sleep and looking at it differently. And I think the point of this conversation is really to find out what it is everyone here at the table has found in this challenge. What is it that they in particular really are appreciative of, or something they're like, wow, that's sort of befuddling that I didn't know this. And maybe we'll wrap the whole conversation around sort of like when this timeline of the Shy Wellness Challenge ends. Will you keep it forward, and what are the parts that you are worried about or want to make sure you focus on? So why don't we start with Christy and just catch up? Like, you've been at this now. How is it going? One, of course, make sure when you roll into this conversation, what Tasty does, and let's sort of learn from everyone at the table. Like, what are you getting out of this?
Sure. So I'm going to start out with a huge kudos to Pete Wilkins.
Oh, thank you.
I love that you started this. First of all, I have an incredible passion for fitness. And I sort of have a special sort of bucketizing way to balance my own life.
Yep.
And I'll talk about that a little bit later. But when Pete came to me and said, hey, so I'm thinking of doing this, I was like, oh my God, I'm in. He barely had to get it out of his mouth, and I'm you know, jumping on board. So one of the things that I like about the challenge was that it was structured in a way that each person had their own individualized challenge. That I think is key, because everybody starts at a different point, and you also have a lot of different things happening in your life, so you have to be able to fit it in the way that you can fit it in. So I came to the challenge with a goal of creating more consistency in my workout routine. I'm a big believer in creating habit and routine for those things that you just need to sort of fit into your life. And I often fit in, you know, 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag. But the reason I do that is because I create those habits and those routines. But what I was finding with my workouts, because I'm an all-in, I'm all-in or I'm all-out kind of person. Yeah,
no
shocker,
way.
Right? But what I found is that, like with workouts, if I'm not going to sweat and I'm not going to come out, you know, sore and all of
it's
that, I'm just going to, yeah, it's not worth it. I'll do it on the weekends or whatever. So because entrepreneurship is a roller coaster, my workouts were sort of going in the same fashion, right? And so me coming into this, I was like, I am going to create consistency and be that, you know, besides the turtle in the hair, right? I'm going to literally create this consistent habit. That's why I created the Ross times 10.
I love that.
My own
by
little
the way. I love it. Yep.
thing. So it's not hard. My challenge is not hard in the sense of the daily routine, and I do way more than that on some days, but it's more about fitting that consistency in. And the best way I found to do that is little reminders, right? You put out your workout clothes so you see them, and it is a reminder, you know, every day. But anyway, so that is something that I think I have, I think that is, it has been working for me. You know, we're in week 4. The surprising thing, and I'm going to point to what you just brought up, was the sleep aspect, okay? And so jumping in with Whoop,
yeah.
I have to say that I did not measure it. And yep. Here, come on, as entrepreneurs, and I'm looking 100%. Around this room, if you don't measure it, you can't change it, or you won't change it.
Right.
And so measuring it through Whoop, I'm like, oh my God. Here I am thinking I know everything about my sleep patterns, and now I can actually see it. And so that has been a big eye-opener for me.
You know what's interesting, Pete? I asked you about Whoop when we first started. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, you guys are going to get Whoop. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I started looking at it, and I see all the athletes use it. And I'm like, I mean, conceptually, I get it. Like, I understand how we can apply it. What you just said, a line that struck a chord in my head, because it's a line I say to entrepreneurs and founders all the time. If you can't see it, you can't manage it. And it's about line of sight in your business. Yeah. It's line of sight in your life. As soon as I actually looked at the Whoop stuff, I was like, oh my God, I totally get it. This is like line of sight. Like, if I don't know I'm not sleeping, or I don't know why I'm not sleeping, then I'm just not going to sleep. If I don't know that I'm overworked, then I'll just say, oh, I'm just tired. I'm just, you know, I call myself bad names. And that's my Christy TEDx. I just ridicule myself into submission. I think it makes a huge difference.
If you do one, you got to do 9 more. You're like, oh, yeah, all right.
I brutalize myself, right. Literally.
But you know what? We're here to build you up. You look great today, and you're on your game. So keep it going.
That's the coffee.
He's right. Having T-squares.
I'm having T-squares.
T-squares, right?
Nice. I like that.
Stay energized all day.
So let's slide over to you, Jordan. Like, what has it been like for you joining this?
Yeah, so when Pete first approached me about joining the challenge, the two things that immediately popped into my mind were, first, mindfulness in terms of how I focus on my day and the things that I go about doing and choose to do. And then the second was around just personal nutrition and the foods that I was eating. So first off, on mindfulness, every year I set out what my priorities are for that year, my personal and business life that I want to do. So I write that out. I take a day or a couple of days to really reflect on what I want to accomplish in that year. But what I found myself not doing was going back consistently and reflecting on that list and seeing and measuring my commitment and improvement towards that. And so with this challenge, what I started doing was every single morning, setting aside 10, 15 minutes to really reflect on what those top line goals are for my family life, my business life, what I want to accomplish, and then measuring what am I doing this week, what am I doing this day that's going to help get me closer to that goal, and then being able to structure my schedule around it. Because as Chris was talking about, as an entrepreneur, it's a constant roller coaster up and down. There's lots of distractions coming at you every single day that are trying to throw you off course. And without paying attention, without measuring how what your goals are and how you're getting closer to achieving that, it's very easy to go astray in the week feeling like, what did I accomplish? I did a million things. I'm extremely tired. I'm extremely worn out, but I didn't accomplish half of what I actually set out to do. And so those 10, 15 minutes every morning, I'll actually reflect on that list, write down what I accomplished the day before and what I plan to accomplish this day and for this next week. And that's been extremely helpful for me in terms of actually executing on that vision that I have.
I find it fascinating that there's two people, and we have the same kind of thing, not entirely, and the last time we talked to entrepreneurs, that are using the challenge completely differently. Same outcome, same purpose, but like the focal point is like, I'm on fitness, I want to make sure I'm doing the best at this, and the other one's like, it's food and mindful. It's interesting to me.
The common thread, though, is that there is focus, there is mindfulness to what's trying to be accomplished, there is attention to that, which ultimately drives results.
Yeah.
And I think that, to Christy's point, you know, when I started doing this, Scott was the guy that said, you need to expand your original theory. So he was the one that made me think bigger. Tip of the hat. See, look at
kudos.
You, right?
Huh?
Today's my day.
And I think it was right on, because I felt that I knew wellness is going to be defined differently by different people, but having the conversation about wellness in a startup community was something that I thought was really important. And I think that what I have found from the participants that are in the challenge, that are recognized and are not, we're empowering people to have this conversation that they weren't sharing with others. And so the more people that do this, I would argue, the better their lives are going to be. And for those employers that feel like, oh, I don't want my people working out because they won't be working, I guarantee you if you let them work out, they'll work better. And if you let them focus on things that matter to them outside of the job, they're going to focus more intently on the stuff that's in the job. And if they can't do that, most likely they just have trouble altogether of how they focus on what they're doing. So going back to that common thread, being mindful to what matters to you and what's important helps you live a better life, which I think that's the common thread for sure.
No, I totally agree. And it's interesting. It's like Christy talking about making sure that the gym is a priority and how you sort of set the reminders for yourself. For me, I've always used this kind of analogy. If you've watched or played whatever football, there's sort of like you take the handoff and you run around the side and you either crush the linebacker and you don't feel the pain, or they crush you and you absolutely feel the pain. You still want the same yardage. It's just a difference about how you attack life. And I found myself walking in, part of it's tired, part of it's lack of focus, it's everything. But going to the gym and just sort of going through the motions, and I go to Strive Village for my stuff, and it's like you have a one-on-one trainer and they make fun of me the entire time and it's great. And
that would help. That way you don't have to insult yourself 10 times.
Yeah, they know me. Like, let's take this off the checklist. I'll do it for you.
Right.
But I wasn't focused. I was thinking about work stuff. I was looking at my watch. I was looking at whatever things and just like, all right, just like, let's get this over with, shall we? And I was getting nothing out of it. I would leave more drained. And to your point, like, I didn't get the sweat. I didn't get anything. It was like a waste of time. Being able to figure out how to cue the focus and shut everything else down and walk in was a combination of, yes, learning how to take the time to make a mental space for yourself, learning how to sleep so that you woke up and the gym was like you were actually in a position to actually give a good effort. And then in general, like knowing when the time was right. Like, when was I not in a good, like, when would working out yesterday when I was down would not have been a very, it would have been a waste of time. It would have actually done damage.
All right.
And now I know it. And I think that's the part about this that's interesting. So as we segue into like the future, we're not always probably, although some of us can continue to do hashtag Shy Wellness Challenge and that's fine, but like there will be a time where you will slip up. How will you use this to keep going forward and to like even pick other things in your life to apply this to? Like, we can go back with Pete and go back around. You won't ever. You've been doing this for too long.
No,
you're locked in.
Yeah, but I would say that I think that is what many people view, people that might be leading organizations or, you know, that are leaders in their community or that they certainly feel like they got it all together. And what I'll tell everybody is I don't always have it all together.
Yeah.
And I think that that's my point, is that spending time to get your shit straight,
yep,
and kind of going back to that is really critical. And I think that all leaders face that challenge. So what I want to make sure is perfectly clear is I certainly have a routine that I follow that really makes it helpful for me to focus on what matters to me. And so that's how I operate. But because I'm nerdy, as I told you, and I've collected data, I can show you 5 years of data. There have been plenty of times that I have certainly skewed. And thankfully to my data, I was like you were saying, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
Yep.
It was like, hey, I need to get my stuff aligned. And I think that that is what I'm hoping out of the Shy Wellness comes, is that we're all going to struggle, and that's okay. It's coming back to the progress of trying to get better, trying to be healthier, that you'll end up, you know, righting the ship, so to speak. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, as much as you're going to answer, yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jordan, how do you feel?
Yeah, so over the past couple years, actually, it even started way before this challenge, is trying to find those best like practices to actually be present in the moment every day, to be very intentional about everything that I was doing. And I've always had that goal of wanting to be focused, to make sure I only work on projects, work on things that are beneficial and like are aligned with the goals I have. But the how about going through that was really challenging. I read, you know, tons of books, articles about how to structure your workday, how to best go through like recovery after exercise, and I tried dozens of different techniques, and a lot of them honestly just didn't work for me. And it's because the goal was always there, but the how and the method of doing that has always been kind of challenging. And it's really only been in the last 6 months or so that I've really found a good routine that works for me, that's personal. And it came from a lot of trial and error. I did not have the right answer, and still I'm tweaking that as we go. But it's creating a system that works best for you, because what works best for me might not work for Pete or Christy. And it's really about creating that personal journey and that personal process for yourself that feels real and authentic in a way that you can actually perform that. So for me, it's kind of creating my daily to-do list. I have a separate one for personal life and work, and then built those into my actual calendar. But it's a system of going through that and then being intentional about everything that I choose to add or say no to put throughout my day.
And I just want to add one thing to do a little plug for T-Squares for those that haven't tried them. Truly encourage you to do so. And I think what I've changed my routine a little bit, because I feel that most people are so protein centric and how they're consuming food and nutrition to get the energy that they want, is that T-Squares gives me that energy I need in advance of my workouts that allows me to maximize my performance there. And so I think that you're creating kind of a unique category, that you have a nice blend of protein and carbs, but it's designed to give you that energy to take your performance to the next level. And I think that you're creating a new category for how people are going to be able to consume the things that make them go.
We got to do a shout out for Tasty Trade too, though. So.
Oh yeah,
well, so we'll get there.
She was. I was going to tee that up, but I thought that was a good segue.
I was going to take right, with it. It's like I use that to stay alive and stay awake while I watch Tasty Trade, and, right. And I'm kicking out everything, and I'm going to the brokerage, and I'm doing all that. No, I'm just awesome. Kidding. But yeah. So like for you, what is the the future of this? Because I'm hoping, I think that you're going to say something that I feel like I'm telepathically. I got something I think you're going to say, and if you do, no, I'm serious, because. I'll let you go, and then I'm going to cue it up. And I'll tell you if you got
it. I want you to write it down so we can see. We got some food.
Well, no, that's any magician.
The expectations are really high.
Like every good magician, they're full of shit. Yeah. And they just try to wow you, right?
There you go.
All
right. There you
good.
Go.
All right.
So the one thing I first have to say on the point of T-Squares really quick is, because I am very much a square person, and yep. I love tea. So I'm already like totally plugged into wow. these. So big shout out all to right. you. Okay. So Tasty Trade. And well, here, what I'll first talk about is a little bit personal, and I alluded to this a little bit earlier. I sort of have five buckets that I try to keep balance in my life, and one of them is sort of that food and fitness category. Another one is this, I'll say fun family and friends. Another bucket is finance. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit with Tasty Trade. Another one is like philanthropy, making sure you're giving back to the community. And then the last one is focus, like sort of what is your passion? What do you, yeah. you know, love doing every day? You know, your company or your job, your career, whatever that is. So it's sort of my five Fs, even though a couple of those are PHs. But
close
anyway,
enough.
It works for me.
It sounds good.
But yeah. the thing that's cool about the Chai Wellness Challenge and like, for example, like even with Whoop, right? You've made it fun. So it's sort of this, you know, community friendly effort, and it's also, you know, sort of hits my second bucket, which is the fitness bucket, right? So anytime I can get more than one bucket in one initiative, it's like totally efficient, and I love it. So the finance bucket, though, I want to talk about that, because this really is sort of cross-pollinates in terms of the structure. Like one of the things we do, really quick shout out for Tasty Trade, online financial network, we do 8 hours of live programming every day talking about financial markets and teaching people like you and me how to trade. So love what we do. We've wrapped in, you know, fun with finance. But what we've done is we've taught a logical, mechanical approach to investing every single day. So you can fit it in, right? Yep. You can fit 5 minutes of finance and trading into your life. It doesn't have to be hours, you know, in front of the trading screen. So the beauty of sort of that concept is what I also applied to my fitness goals here within Chai Wellness Challenge. It's like, oh my God, I need to just make sure I'm fitting a little bit in every day. You know, I'm not trading huge every day. I'm trading small every day, right? I might not be working out big every day, just on a couple of those days, but I'm still fitting in that core aspect of fitness in some way, shape, or form, right? And so that helps me find balance. I have to say, hands down, I'm sleeping better. I am going to, after this 6 weeks is up, I 100% am going to continue doing this. I have now like fitted in as a routine,
awesome.
Right? We're on week four. So I'm going to continue doing this. I'm seeing good results, just and probably the best result is better sleeping, better focus. So that's, you know, it, in a nutshell, this is something that I'm hoping, and this is going to play off of really some of the things that Pete said to me when I first heard from him about Chag Wellness Challenge, is I'm hoping this changes the narrative for leaders, right? And not even just leaders, everybody out there. It's about changing the narrative that, you know, working, you know, 20-hour days is really not that glorified. Sometimes you have to do that, but it's really about sort of finding the right balance for you, because you need that foundational aspect to be a better entrepreneur, a better leader, anything that you're doing, having that good foundational aspect. Not only that, one last thing. VCs want to invest in great entrepreneurs, right? And to be a really great, you know, focused, high energy entrepreneur, you need all those other, I'm going to say, you know, levers to be somewhat balanced. So they're all, you're running on all cylinders. So that, I truly feel like Chai Wellness Challenge is helping me do that.
Awesome. Hey, I want to add one thing, because I think that I alluded to or mentioned like leaders, and I do think leaders help change the tone very quickly. But one of the things that I think is really critical is when we're talking to anyone that's listening, I look at leadership often as how do you lead your life? So you don't have to be a leader to take ownership of how you lead. Everybody's a leader in their own way. And I think that becomes really critical. But I do feel that folks that set the rules and they're looking at how an organization functions, if they're embracing wellness and mental and physical health as a priority, that will certainly empower their folks to do it a lot quicker than if they don't.
Yeah, totally agree. And I was right.
Did I hit on it?
The weaving was what I was looking for. So weaving this into your life, weaving it into your business life, weaving it into your family life, this whole piece of this, so like this is far less personal, but my biggest fear other than spiders, and I mentioned I think on this show or the last, is the quicksand. This feeling of, it is, because it's a feeling I get over. I remember identifying it when I was playing, I think it was actually, I was in high school playing competitive golf, and I think the movie Tin Cup was on, and he talked about it. I was like, oh my God, that's it. It's when everything is going perfectly fine. It looks great, only it's not. And before you know it, you're F-U-C, beep, beep, beep. You're in deep trouble. And it's because you weren't paying attention to the cues. And you leave breadcrumbs. You leave little reminders that sort of seed your way. Jordan talked about this where he was like, you know, as we go forward, you know, it was 6 months, I wasn't able to stay on task. I was losing sight of it. I think that what this does is I will definitely fluctuate. Like I will go up and down a weight. I will have sleep. I will not, whatever. If you leave yourself these little nuggets throughout your entire life so it's completely embedded, you can get lost and that's fine. But you know how to get back, and you know what the cue is to be able to trigger it. And I think one of the things, and this is maybe small, and you can do it in work too, and this is a really bad analogy given that you work in finance, but Jordan Belfort, of all people, he's not a person you should follow, but he has a book on sales that's insane. And he talks about how when he gets into these sales modes, he just, there's like something in his head, an experience he had, and he can cue it. And he gets into a character, and he's boom, and then he fleeces you out of your money. But the key here is he figured out how to store a moment when he was at his best and pull on it when he needed it. And what I see in this whole thing here is like, I can figure out like, what was it like when I was eating properly? What was it like when I was going to the gym right? What was it like when I was able to get myself focused? And I will lose focus at some point. I'll lose all these things. But I can, because of this, I now remember specifically what sleep was like, what focus is like, what weight is like, what all these things. I know now that even if I lose my way 6 months from now, I can cue back into it. It might take a minute to catch up, but it's like just learning that innate ability to summon something from within yourself is huge, and leaving the reminders and being able to, you can only do that if you weave it into your life. If you create these, like you've got buckets, if you create these things like this, you'll never be able to sustain it.
Agreed.
Magic.
Is Jordan Belfort, is he the guy that's...
Wolf of Wall Street. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's the worst analogy
ever. I was
just going
to let that whole thing die, but you brought it right back up.
Well, I was like, I was thinking... Like,
you had to ask. You had to ask.
Well, yeah. Scott, one thing interesting, too, about that is with the Shy Wellness Challenge, a lot of it isn't just about your personal kind of inward focus on wellness, but also being able to share that to others as well. Because what I found is I've shared my kind of goals with my wife, with my business partner, and not just being held accountable to the other kind of participants in the program, but to everyone that surrounds my life as well. Because as you just mentioned, like everything that you do is woven together. It's not like a bucket for work that's completely separate from your life. Like everything blends together. And so for wellness, for me, what I found is really helpful is sharing your vision, sharing your goals with the people you care about around you so that they can help keep you accountable as well. And then they will also be inspired, you know, hopefully, by some of the work that you're doing and then start to improve their life and their wellness through that as well.
Totally agree. Again, a thank you to Pete for even setting this whole thing up and getting people to start talking about. I mean, I'm having conversations with the same people that I talk to on a regular basis. You guys are the, you know, people I email and talk to about something that I never talked about. I'm getting to know, like, Ryan Benici. I know Ryan. He's been on the show a ton of times. I love him. He's crazy. I've never spent time talking about, like, how he lives his life. Now we do. Now we don't even talk about G2, mostly because they're in the news every day anyway, so I don't even don't have to ask him. But anyway, so thank you for sending
my pleasure. Thanks for supporting it. Really appreciate it.
Where does everybody go to get the squares, to put their money in an awesome place where they can invest it, and of course, follow you?
T-Squares can be found at mytsquares.com, Amazon, Chicago Whole Foods stores, and Jewel Osco. They're great superfood energy snacks when you need to stay focused and productive.
Very cool.
That is perfect. And you can watch Tasty Trade at tastytrade.com, TASTYTRADE.com. And we do have our very own brokerage firm, tastyworks.com. And later this year, we are going to launch a futures exchange called the Small Exchange. Nice. So you can actually start to trade smaller futures products, having retail investors participate in the futures markets.
Very cool.
One last shout out, if I can, is one show that I actually host is called Bootstrapping in America, interviewing CEOs and founders, and certainly have had you guys on, and so we will have to do a big shout out to the Chai Wellness Challenge. So that Bootstrapping in America can also be found on tastytrade.com.
Very cool. Thank you, Pete.
Awesome. And for all those that are interested, you can still join shywellnesschallenge.com. Just go ahead and visit the site, set your goals, and join. And if you're interested in following me, PeteWilkins.me is very my cool blog.
For the millennials out there who don't know what a website is all of a sudden and just go to social, it's hashtag Shy Wellness Challenge. You can come to technori.com for the blog, learn about our investment opportunities, learn about the events that go on by subscribing to the newsletter. And of course, you can follow us on social at any time. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple or wherever it is you get yours. And you can follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.